Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative, Kurt Sonny, of the 4th Legislative District in Erie County. Representative Sonny, welcome to this report to your constituents.
Thank you.
It's a new session in Harrisburg, and of course, there's a lot of reorganization going on, including committee stuff. What's going on with your committees this year?
Well, once again, I've been fortunate enough to be assigned to the Appropriations Committee, the Professional Licensure Committee, the Liquor Control Committee, and, of course, the Insurance Committee. And when it comes to committee assignments, you know, some of them are very, very active committees, and Appropriations is probably by far the most active committee in Harrisburg. Shortly, we will be getting the budget address from the governor. We generally get that in the beginning of February, and so we're just a short time away from receiving that budget address. And once we receive that address, you know, the legislature really has to knuckle down and begin to examine that, and that process begins in the Appropriations Committee. One of the first things that we do in the Appropriations Committee is we hold a series of hearings over the course of 3 weeks where all departments are requested to come in and testify in front of the Appropriations Committee. And it gives the committee members the opportunity to ask questions so that we can really drill down on whether or not the costs associated with their operations are really and truly needed and they are worthy of the funding. Also, we all know that we have been making changes to our liquor laws over the past couple of years, and especially most recently this past year with significant changes to the sale of beer and wine. And once again, I believe that being a member of the Liquor Committee is going to also prove to be a very active working committee as we will continue to work to modernize the system and to bring it into the 21st century.
Also, I know a lot of people have recently been hearing news about how Pennsylvania's driver's license does not meet federal standards, and there's been the possibility that it could lead to that license not being recognized by the federal government, particularly for air travel. What's going on with this issue?
Well, yes, and that's most commonly known as the Real ID Act. Pennsylvania has been granted an extension by the federal government to comply with the requirements of the Real ID Act until June 5th, 2017. This will allow Pennsylvania residents to continue using their driver's licenses as identification to enter federal buildings through June. The extension gives state leaders more time to work cooperatively to fix state law to allow the federal ID compliance and to ensure that it's done in a reasonable and cost-effective manner. Throughout the extension, residents would have needed additional photo ID, such as a passport, to gain access to federal buildings starting on January 30th. The air travel restriction is still in place for 2018, unless additional extensions are granted or the issue is addressed legislatively. Over the years, the General Assembly and PennDOT have worked to enhance the security of Pennsylvania's driver's licenses, but federal law requires additional improvements. It is my understanding that our current driver's license are about 75% in compliance today. So there's still work to be done, and we're going to continue to get there.
And in terms of folks accessing services from your district offices, I understand that you have a couple district offices. What's the information people need to know if they need to get some stuff done?
Yes, I have two district offices, one in Harbor Creek and one in Corey. I have full-time staff in both of those offices, and they are there to help you with any state-related issue. Right now is property tax rebate time. I know constituents have been starting to receive them in the mail. My offices will shortly have those forms available. My staff is ready to help any constituent filling out those forms, and they will guide and assist you in what you need to bring with you to be able to complete the form and get it mailed in. We also have satellite hours. My Harbor Creek office has satellite hours in Northeast on Wednesdays from 1 to 3, and my Corey office has satellite hours in Union City from 1 to 3. You can visit my website at www.repsunny.com. And there's a host of information on that website. And also, if you're interested in being kept up to date on current issues, you can sign up for my weekly email blast while you're there.
Representative Sonny, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Kurt Sonny.